What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Episode 91. Because I know episode 92. What's going on? What's going on? Going on? Come on in here. Come on in here. You see the topic. Are the men that bad or is it you? Are the men that bad or is it you? First of all, you guys see the shirt. I want to give a shout out to Blanca's Blue Boutique for making the Marvel Sports and Life shirt. I really appreciate that. It's fly. It's fly. I'm going to make sure I make that a clip, cut that on up. Shout out Blanca's Boutique. You guys, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. Come on in. Y'all say y'all want the smoke, but let's get the smoke then. Y'all want the smoke, but at the end of the day, it's still all about love and all about respect. Hey, come on in, you guys. Come on in. Hit that like and that share button. Hit that like and that share button. That like and that share button. Once again, I say you see the shirt. Maybe I Blanca's Boutique, you know what I'm saying? Shout out. You guys like this shirt, let me know. I get a few made, we can sell them. Is the men that bad or is it you? So, guys, you know this thing, we coming in hot. We coming in hot. We coming in hot. I'm going to go get right into it. So, if you ain't here, hit that like and that share button. What are we going to start it with? Two weeks ago, my man on Facebook, shout out, I forgot my brother's name. I think it might have been Travis. My brother made a Facebook post saying, My brother made a Facebook post saying that if you want you a good, faithful man type of man, go to Orangeburg. You know what I'm saying? He said, go to Orangeburg. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was real funny. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the brother. You know what I'm saying? He's like, if you want you a good guy, go to Orangeburg. You know what I'm saying? We all know it's bad guys everywhere, but he said it. But man, so I shared it. You know what I'm saying? As me being an Orangeburg representative, I know I might not be the standard for Orangeburg, but I'm an Orangeburg representative. And man, y'all ladies went crazy. Y'all went ham. I'm talking about people who I know I was friends with. Y'all went ham. Ain't no good men in Orangeburg. Ain't nothing good in Orangeburg. Ain't nothing here. I'm talking about y'all just went ham. I'm like, man. I'm talking about it. Shout out to the few females that said, listen here, ladies. I'm from Orangeburg. But not they ain't got people Orangeburg, but she's like, my man from Orangeburg, they're awesome good men. Like, shout out to the few, but man. Y'all ladies went ham. So over the few weeks, I've been getting a lot of inquiries about like, yo, you know, Marv, you should do an episode about that. You said it, and if you share that sentiment, you should do an episode about it. Cause you know, cause man, they really was in their feelings about that thing. It was like, ain't nothing good in Orangeburg, ain't nothing good in Orangeburg. Orangeburg ain't got nothing going on. Orangeburg got all kind of stuff, you know. These men is trash. These men is trash. These men, they sorry. Now, one thing y'all know about me, as much trash as I talk, any man that does not take care of his children is trash. Any man that does not take care of his kids is trash. Now, just because a man needs a relationship, that's another subject. That's enough for another day. But if a man is not taking care of responsibilities, that being his children, is trash. So when it comes to that, I can't defend that. I can't defend a man not taking care of his kids. He take care of his kids, he's trash. There's no defending that. As a real one, I cannot even let that slide. And as a real one, if I know one of my partners not taking care of his kids, I'm going to address the subject. So then it get going on and going on, man, because y'all was going in there, brother. Shout out to the brother who made the post, the original post. And if you guys in here, hit that like and that share button. So the brother made the original post. And I'm like, okay. But like, y'all was going in. So then I made me question some things. Now, I did see a few people. I'm not going to say who or whatnot. I did see a few people who, let's say that I can characterize, are they the best of women? There's no such thing as perfect. So let me change my words, because I would not bring that up against me. What makes them the perfect spouse for said person? What makes them the perfect spouse for said person? What makes them so great? Why are they better than something else? Because what I would say this right here, speaking of my experiences, because I believe that when somebody show you who they is, believe them. When somebody show you who they are, believe them. Because you could think you got a good girl and whatnot, and she could be good. She could be have her stuff together, but she could not. But she could be an emotional wreck, or she can show you how vindictive she can be. And once they show you that, believe them, guys. Because it's hard. It's easy to say that. Well, no, that was just that moment. No, it's not that moment. That's you. Some things are just you. Some things is. It ain't nobody else. It's you acting up like that. It's you now. Are there sorry men? Yes. Do women get played? Yes. Do men get paid too? Yes. But do more women get paid than men? Of course. I'm not gonna play dumb. But what made you pick that guy? And now, like I said, disclaimer. If said fella just sorry, just sorry. But my thing is, how you didn't know he was sorry? Now, some people defense, some girls they just get lied to. I'm talking about the guy just do the most. The guy just lies to him, tell him all kind of lies. They promise this. Now, if you get lied to, you got lied to. I can't blame you for that because you got lied to. But, ma'am, if he got 3-4 other children, I love this analogy I use. I use this analogy all the time. If I say I got 5 dogs, and I say I love these dogs so much. I hate to compare kids to dogs, but and I say I love these dogs so much. If we on the phone, as much as we say we on the phone, and you don't never hear a bark, you don't never hear a dog bark, where the dogs at? Where the dogs at? Where the dogs at? The woman be like, oh no, I thought he was a good daddy. Well, how you thought he was a good daddy when he spent all that time with you and he ain't never got his other turn? So how good a daddy is he? Like how good a daddy he really is? If this man say he loves his kids, every father that I know that's even not in the home, they try to get their kids as much as possible. And there's going to be a time when you call them, they're going to be with the kids. But if you call a man that say he loves kids, got his kids all the time, and you always calling, and you calling, and it ain't never a child in the background, I'm talking about ain't never no kid in the background, we're wrong. He can never not talk because the child over there, they're wrong. You ain't want to see that. You ain't want to see it. Sometimes brothers do lie and they blame stuff on like the mother of the child. And sometimes that do be the case. Sometimes it don't be the case. Because if you really want to see yours, you're gonna fight for it. You don't care if it's even 10 minutes out of the day, 15 minutes out of the day, just a quick, I wanna see you, I'm gonna stop by the school. This is something. You're gonna make that happen. So, like I said, so we made the post. A lot of women say Orangeburg guys are trash. So I want to know, like, what are they looking for? Or are they just picking the trash of the trash? Or did they overlook the guy? Or if they could be talking to a good guy, but he might have this one issue he's trying to figure out, and they cut him off because they want to figure out, because they want to do things they do, because they want to do things their way. And when they do things their way, let them do it their way. Let them figure it out. And guess what? They're going to figure it out and be by themselves. You're gonna figure it out, be by yourself. You're gonna miss your blessing because you're in your head and you're being crazy. But that might not be the guy you want. It might not be the good guy. So like you gotta make a choice. Now, every now and then there's some guys, you know what I'm saying, I might fit all these boxes. It might be a unicorn, you know what I'm saying? But a unicorn is a unicorn for a reason, because they're not common. If it was everything, everybody be a horse. A unicorn is a unicorn. Okay, shout out Tiffany. Hey, thank you, Tip. Hey, Tip said it ain't just Orangeburg. Tip, where is it? Tip is everywhere? Is everywhere, Tip? Tip said it ain't just Orangeburg. Hey, wherever you're from, hey, shout out where you're from, because it's good guys in every city. Now, and what I find funny is, true or not true, some women might be willing to the unicorn. Some women might be willing to try tips everywhere. Some women are willing to say, you know what? I'm not talking about, first of all, let me put some more disclaimers out here because you're not going to trust my words. If a man put his hands on a woman, trash. He don't count. You put your hands on your woman, you trash. Men and women. Shout out, Tip. There you go. Talk to them, men and women. And all the ones, you know what I'm saying? And women come in all different times too. If you put your hands on your woman, trash. I got no love for you, no excuse for you. Those are my two caveats. You're putting your hands on a woman, you're not taking care of your kids. Everything else is a conversation. Everything has a conversation. The dating pool has piss in it everywhere. Somebody say that. Shout out to my pops for tuning in. Shout out to my pops for tuning in. This man right here, shout out to my pops for tuning in. George Washington is the reason why I'm the man I am. The reason that I am the man that I am. Shout out George Washington and show me what a real man supposed to do. How a real man get up, take care of his family, take care of his kids, do what needs to be done without complaining. And still love us and show us the best love, me and my mama, Shout out to my dad. Shout out to my bonus dad. Shout out to my pops. Number one pops, Joy Washington. Now, I'm all of a senior. They're going to get mad, but yeah, he got to live with that. I don't care. Shout out Joy Washington. But Joy Washington, my pops, helped me, show me to be the man I could be. Now, I'm not quite as refined as my dad. But what I am going to tell y'all is, I'm still a man. What I'm going to do is, shout out to my Uncle Dale. I am also a nephew. Man have to man up. That's right, Uncle Dale. See, men have to man up. And I'm always going to be a man up. Like I say, you put your hands on a woman, you trash. You not take care of your kids, you trash. But what I find so funny is all these trash Negroes that got all these kids, Gold Bugs, happy birthday, bro. Appreciate it. All these trash guys, let me tell you, it'll be a trash guy who ain't taking care of his kids, who just doing what they want to do. He got 9, 7 kids. Now, I want to know, after child number 4 or 5, don't nobody say, well, this he might not be it. Because they want trash. Shout out to Vern, they want the trash. There you go. They want the trash on Orangeburg County. They want the landfill rule. They want the landfill rule. But so, like, this dude got 5, 6 kids. That the one you go for. Now, what happens is, a good big guy that's right here, he might not be not that attractive, or he might not be, I'm not going to say manly, he might not be what you're looking for, but he could be the one that's going to love you the best, or love you and your kids the best, but no, you don't want him. Then you get mad when the dude that was trash treat you like he did the 7 before you. Now, I say, if you lie, he lie. If you got played, you got played. And if he just lied to you, lied to you. But sometimes you guys don't even lie to you like that. Sometimes you guys, y'all know what I'm getting into. Hold on. We don't know about the kids. He's never around. And so we don't know they exist. Now, see, that's trash. Around the kids, you ain't know the thing. But see, at that point, he's just trash. A man got kids, you'll tell about his kids? Yeah, that's trash. That's trash. It's like he shouldn't be doing that. Uh-oh, let's see what we got going on. What your kids said. More often than not, kids weren't the problem, laugh it off. We try to overlook the kids. Hey, don't overlook the kids. The kids is them my kids. But if I should have my kids, hold on now. Wait a minute now. Hold on. The guy might get better to you. So now a man having 8 kids is not a problem. That's going around that back. Men are weak when it comes to women, so I definitely agree with the man apart. Yes. So Jake, I'm gonna get back to you. So now hold on now. So a man got 5 kids. No, a man got 7 kids. I'm not saying overlook his kids, because any man that's real about his kids, he's gonna let you know. Listen, I got 5 children, and I don't play by near 5 of them. So I'm gonna let you know what you're getting into ahead of time. But now, I have heard stories. Now, if you're dating a man saying you got no kids, then all of a sudden, I forgot to tell you, I got a new baby. Shout out, Jazz. Make sure you're talking about Jazz. I'm talking about the women said it ain't no good men in Orangeburg. And Jazz, you can't say that because you got a husband in Orangeburg. So you better be on here. Voucher for, it might not be from Orangeburg. I know where he's from. Tiffany said trash. Yes, Tiffany, I got to know what you're talking about, trash. Trash is the guys who don't admit they have these kids. Trash is the guys who not take care of the kids. I'm gonna tell you, what is this trash? Like, here you go, what your kids say. I love the kids. Kids aren't the problem. It's the mom. Oh, and it's not. That's a whole nother conversation now. Here you go. Shelton Richardson, Mr. Front, y'all getting it in. Superstar, y'all gonna make sure y'all check that record out. Front, y'all getting in. Shelton Richardson say, what about the BMs that have multiple kids from different baby dads? Now, let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you something. I can't even lie. Some of these baby mamas got multiple kids from baby daddies be some really, really good women. And especially, you know, because they let you know up front. And some of them, they're going to love you. As long as they ain't coming with drama and trying to, like, start confusion and nothing like that. As long as they don't start confusion, and but then some of them be saying trash. Now But if they say they're trash and all five of their baby daddy's trash, you trash. If all five of them trash, now it's always like one, maybe one lie, one got away. Now, what could we get by with that? But if all five of them trash, that's question it. But hey, if you guys on here, go check out Seth Richardson. Front y'all getting in and Mimi Green. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Shout out Dumb Boys. Shout out Dumb Boys. Superstars. All right. You are speaking from a perspective of a present father. Correct. I know I am accepting to the rules. Thank you, Miss. I know I'm accepting to the rules. I know I'm a great father. Thank you for saying that. I know I'm accepting to the rules. So, but that's why I'm also fussing at the guys who don't take care of the kids. Because you know what? I find this how I be sometimes. The Negroes, I don't want to say nothing. Some guys, because it comes in all forms and colors, not take care of the kids, comes in all cultures, colors, and everything. The guys who don't take care of the kids, they seem to get the most breaks. When I say breaks, I mean like they'll get the I'm sorry, and sometimes they just end up getting the sometimes and they have may have gotten a better woman, but guess what? They're gonna mess up, and guess what? Somebody else is gonna grab said woman and love that woman to life if she allows that person to without her conflict getting in the way. You know what I'm saying? Dash, they're just fertile. They're just fertile. But my thing is, like, because, like, if you look at it, I'm telling you guys, if you look at the statistics, a lot of, like, these no-good guys that y'all claim that's taking over the thing are the ones with all the kids. They're all good guys. They just might not be what you're looking for. It just might not be the thing that you like. They just might not have the swag that you, they might not have. They might not have the swagger. They might not have the, they might not have the get up and go. Now, I can't say get up and go because they could be hustling like a good hustler. I say going to work every day, but they just might not have swag. But like, but if you that woman that you say you are, if you that good woman that you say you are, why don't you get that guy and give him swag? Because if you let him leave, but you be his helpmate. If you think, if you see potential in this guy, but he ain't got what you want to say, you help him leave. Hold on. Okay, what's Michelle say? They would get mad because you only take care of yours. Now, Shell, I'm with you on that. Now, I think that's a different conversation. Now, if you see, we were talking about relationship. If you are just my child's mother, I'm not responsible to take care of your other kids. If you're just my child mama, now, you're just a baby mama. I'm not going to take care of my baby mama. But if you are my girl, then I have to take care of all those kids. If you are my girl, I'm going to take care of the kids. But if you're my baby mama, I'm more responsible for taking care of mine. That's how that goes. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be love. But I take that back. But see, but my situation is different also. Shout out to my son, Jordan. When I met his mama, he was 2 years old. And Teddy Bear wasn't born yet. So when I had, when I had Teddy Bear, he was two. And me, think about this, y'all. When I met Jordan mama, with Teddy Bear mama, she had a son named Jordan, which is my son. He was 2 years old. Me and his mama separated when he was four and Teddy Bear was two. And that boy has been in my life ever since. When I made him my son, he was my son. Jordan came in my life even when I ended up getting married and all. And Jordan had to be a part of that. And I explained that to her. That's hard for some women to take in. Like, hey, well, he's not yours. He's not mine. But he's been there since I raised that boy since he was two. I am his daddy. He does have a father too. But I'm his daddy. And that's that on that. And think about this. That goes to the MLM. I made it be known about a child that wasn't mine, that I was raising, that if you accept me, you got to accept him too. But y'all give Negroes that got babies excuses. Come on now. You can't do that. You can't do that. Let me grab some popcorn for this conversation. There we go. A smile on the faces. Sheryl Richardson, that's a simple. But at the same time, you know she has kids and she's being her along and you've been with her a long time. Why not help out with if you can? Tip, that's two different conversations. That's two different conversations, Tip. Versus if you my woman and you have kids, we're gonna help raise kids together. That's a different conversation. Versus you are just my child's mother. That goes back to the McDonald thing. You my child's mother. Like I say, with Jordan, I read Jordan in there. I've been raised the boys since he'd be two. So that's mine. He don't count. That's mine for life. But that would be unfair for him to, you expect that man to take care of kids even after his, if he's not even in the picture no more. That's just not fair. That's not fair. Now, something like that. Now, Tip, maybe I'm not reading it right. Something like that. You gotta be tripping on that one now. You gotta be tripping on that one. Cause like, if you guys look at it, and I laugh, it'd be the same stories. Like, hey, so like what count is a bad guy? I want to know what kind of a bad guy. Like what is a bad guy? You know what I'm saying? So like, I want to know what it is. Cause like, so I think my case is what makes a bad female. If she is emotionally wrecked, is that a bad female? But what if she has all the other things? Did I make it? Is she a female with a bad trait that could cause her, that can cause somebody not to want to be with her? What if said guy, he likes it, but he just says, I like you, but I won't be with you. Did that make him a bad guy too? Look, like I said, he not hitting you upside your head. He's not doing that. He's not dragging you through the dirt. He's not doing that. He just got some things that need fixing. Does that make him a bad guy? Is that the guy you chose? You know what I'm saying? Lord, it's the devil in the flies. See all that bad energy from all that bad man talk. But like I said, though, all right, go to Kel. Okay, to Kel will come with a good one. That's the question. To me, a bad guy is someone who is inconsiderate, doesn't have growth, isn't a leader of the house, and a cheater. That is I'm not gonna say that word. Laugh out loud. Okay. Now I'm gonna ask you another question too. As a man, okay, I can agree most of that. Inconsiderate, doesn't have growth, isn't a leader of the house, and a cheater, and a mean person. I'm gonna say the word mean person. This is my thing too. Are y'all together? Is this relationship? Are y'all together? Jakai, I'm gonna answer that question for me. Are y'all together? Sabrina says, what's your definition of emotional wreck? My definition of emotional wreck is somebody who said, somebody who says one thing, somebody who says what they want, says one thing, but then you feel as though you're being blamed for all kind of other stuff that had nothing to do with you. Like they haven't healed from something else. Or you think they're here for something else, but you getting, or instead of taking these said emotions on the people that should deserve these emotions, they take it out on you. Because they know, they almost like they know you can take it. So they're going to take out all the emotions that they don't give nobody else, or they got this other stuff going on, other issues. But like, you know what, really? You ain't ready. You don't have you together. You don't got you together. So it's hard for me to get you. I know me, I'm going to be transparent, just as me. I know I suffer from a small form of PTSD for relationship-wise, for having somebody who's not willing to help build one unit and help grow, just I don't say financially, but we on the same accord with what we're trying to build here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I have PTSD from that, because you could think one thing and one thing can look good and stuff will go bad. All right, Trippy says, unwilling to communicate growth, emotionally crippled, and manipulative. All right, manipulative. That's that. Now she did she now? Hey, now these are examples of bad guys. See, now y'all actually naming stuff, not just because they cheat on you, not because you know this guy had, oh, you know who he was, but you met him. You know who he was. Now, but like the stuff y'all saying now, like, you know, being manipulative, stuff like that, I get it. Okay. If I'm with you in a relationship, you can't propose the things to me. That's the definition of a bad guy. Hold on. If I'm with you in a relationship, you can't pose things to me. That's the definition of a bad guy. Though. Okay. Well, I will hope not. Because I will hope you're in a relationship. I hope y'all get these issues out. Because there's always an in-between. Here we go. People need to learn how to heal before moving on. Correct. I find that men oftentimes don't know how to be alone. Their relationship hop to heal, leaving broken women in their path. Vicious cycle. Ooh, that's a deep one. I'm gonna do that for a little bit. I know y'all ladies will agree with that one. That's a deep one. Y'all read that. People need to learn how to heal before moving on. I find that men oftentimes don't know how to be alone. Their relationship hopped the hill, leaving broken women in their path, vicious cycle.
Ooh.
That's a deep one there. That's a deep one. I can't even argue with that one. My only thing is, okay, now, Tiffany, I'm gonna leave that up for a second, but I'm gonna get back to Trippy Sage. Now, when you say relationship, now if a man tells you that you are my girl and we are in a committed union, if he does something that, say it be it. But if a man is honest with you, honest with each other, and y'all enjoying each other's company, y'all should enjoy each other's company until said time comes and they be like, okay, now it's time to get serious, you know, time to get serious. Now, Tip said, wait, cheating isn't bad. Now, Tip, I'm going to tell you what I said about cheating. Cheating is bad when you're in a relationship. Let me tell y'all this. And when I say this, everybody thinks I'm lying. When I say this, everybody thinks I'm lying every time. I've been in two long-term relationships. One for, I think, I'm going to say 3.5 years, and one for 10 years. That 13-year relationship. In those two sad relationships, as crazy as it sounds, never cheated. Have I felt, though, recalling back, that I should have cheated? Yes, I can say that. I don't care what y'all think. Judge me if you want to. Should I cheat it? Yes, I think I should have cheated. But that's not the right thing to do, though. But I didn't cheat. So when women be like, oh, every man cheat. No, man, every man doesn't cheat. Every man doesn't cheat. Every man that you've been with cheated. Sometimes, and women could be so slick. I want to know relationships that happen that the woman has cheated at some time. Nobody talks about that. Just that men get caught way more often than women get caught. And also, what is your level of cheating? My level of cheating is that I never did nothing with someone. I never had physical interactions with a female outside of my realm of my relationship. Never did it. And some people swear not a lot. And they said it was easy. But I didn't do it. So my thing is like, so I know it's possible. It's very possible because I know I didn't do it. But now when it comes to cheating, I'm gonna tell you, I have this thing, and this even for men and women. And people and God and women, y'all all know. Trippie Sage coming with the heat tonight. But most women know if a guy find out his woman cheats on them, that thing hit different. All his women doing something outside of their union. I don't care what we say, guys. That thing hit different. When that thing hit, it hit. And shout out to the real MVP. 30 years never cheated. 30 years never cheated. My pops, 30 years never cheated. 30 years never cheated. Know what I'm talking about? Hey, but women, y'all talk about that though. Y'all too busy worry about Pookie and Remy that y'all keep going back to. Yeah, you probably met Pookie cheating. Or someone, right? It wasn't making sense. He was cheating or he had his stuff together or he like the sign, because the thing about it, as a guy, when we talking to a lady or a female, we know she got going on. And sometimes we can accept that, but she's keeping it real with us, but we already know it is. 11 years of marriage, never cheated. Let's celebrate that. 11 years of marriage, never cheated. See, did I talk about that? All right. I can't. 21 years of marriage, never cheated. 21 years of marriage, never cheated. Now, for all two of y'all now, y'all doing it right now, but how many people have cheated? And see, I think people get focused on that, but especially on the men's side. But like, so I got to tell people, like, it's possible. It ain't easy now, but it's always possible. Here we go. Y'all can dish it, but can y'all take it? Break it down to the core. And don't talk no about Pookie and Ray, because those are your Hey, and guess what? And guess what? So now Pookie and Ray Ray do be the homies. But the thing about me is, like I said, even with my circle, the thing about, so now Pookie and Ray Ray do be the homies, but we hold Pookie and Ray Ray accountable for their actions. Especially my one or two. Taking care of them babies and keep a hand to yourself. And us being, you know, a perfect example. For example, I can't say no names. A good friend of mine, just started talking to a young lady, great young lady, and we tell the difference from when he came, when she came into his life. Saw the difference for us, like the work ethic, the school ethic, just the thing. Like she is the epitome of. I'm licking my own eyes. I said, this man. This man is real deal. Hey guys, this guy Neil Johnson. Hey Neil. Hey, I want you to put your thing up there. Hey, we were talking about how the good faithful black men. So put your name up there. Always been faithful. Always held it down. My daddy got 30, so go ahead and put your name in there, Neil. But like Neil. Hey, let me tell you something about Neil. This guy here. He ride me. He's LeBron James hater. He talk trash, but guess what? You know who he also is, because no, he's the number one trash talker. And I'm saying trash talker just on this platform. But you know who he also is. He may not gonna talk trash, but he gonna go home to his wife and his two kids, and he gonna take care of them. And as much trash he's talking here, he feel the same way about men who don't take care of their kids and don't take care of the house. So he talk trash about LeBron James. You gotta see him talk trash about men who ain't being men and stand up, take care of their responsibilities, because that's the ultimate slackness of slackness. He's still a LeBron James hater, but he a good daddy and husband now. But he's still a hater though, hate number one. But that's how it goes, guys. That's how it goes. But now, shout out to Trippy Sage. But like I say, Pookie and Ray Ray do be the homies. But it's up to men, real men, to hold Pookie and Ray Ray responsible. Just like it's up to real women to hold their friends responsible. Now, I talk about that. To hold his friends responsible. Don't be agreeing with their foolishness and getting agreeing with their mess and with all they got going on. You know she ain't crap. Or you dealt with old boy. You already know what time he was on. When you met him, he was walking. Come on now. When you met him, he was walking. What you really thought it was? You would get him a ride then. What you thought it was? He had a secret car. Shout out to Jazz and Duke. But like what you thought it was? Like I said, like I'm okay for some women. Some women do get tricked, because some guys. I know some actors. I do know some actors, and they play the part. But sometimes, guys, if the role don't make sense, it just don't make sense. It just don't make sense. Like if you ain't never seen him with a car, he ain't got a car. I don't care what to tell you. Let me see. Some feel like they can change men. You know what, son? You know what, Tip? I agree with you, but I can't say you can't. I don't agree with you can change a man. But I do believe that the right woman can make a man better. No woman can change a man who don't want to be changed. That's just, I don't know why they get this thing changed. No woman could change a man who want to be changed, but you can make a man better. But I say make a man better. I'm talking about he can't be no bum now, but you can elevate him, make him better, his life better. But if you, for whatever reason you have, whatever you want to evaluate or break down on your reasons, but if he leave and another woman come and make him the man he's supposed to be, I'm not talking about build them up now, because we ain't building up nobody, because I don't live up potential. Forget potential. I'm going to use the word forget potential, but I don't want to say forget potential. But when then you get mad, they try to figure out, well, man, she got what it's supposed to be mine. No, you left for whatever stupid reasons it was. Now, if it's legit reasons, that's always good. You know, I'm talking about not the real reasons, though. Jamie Dish said, big facts. Big facts. Hey, shout out you, Jamie. Okay, so it's not about changing, in my opinion. It's about accepting and choosing. Is he or she right for you? Is it right for you? He's the right for you. Now, if you feel the right for you, they're right for you. But now, you want to, like, you choose to walk away, you choose to walk away too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and some people know, like, hey, you know what? You are a good person. You are a good woman, but you just not the woman for me. And I thought you were a woman for me, but you're just not a woman for me. All right? Triple says, men call us gold diggers, but I ain't never seen someone leave a bum. I never seen someone love a bum back to hell like a black woman. God, dog, you got that right. Hey, I'm going to read that again. Men call us gold diggers, but I ain't never seen someone love a bum back to hell like a black woman. Because guess what? Y'all do that. Because even if some guys be like, man, she not. God, we know he is a bum. And she loving back to hell now. Loving back to hell now. Making it easy for the clean up woman. And guess what, Tip? That's what they're doing. They're making it easy. They're like, oh, look, this is your out. This, you choose this to be your out. Congratulations. You played yourself, in the words of DJ Khaled. But you know, you might not play yourself because it just might not be it. You know what I'm saying? God playing. No, okay, Zorian. And she's right, Sabrina. And if they aren't right for you, don't play games with them and leave them just for the heck of it. But sometimes you don't leave them just for the heck of it. Sometimes you actually think they're the right ones, and sometimes then they show you something, you be like, oh, I did not know this was here. Can I deal with this thing that I just saw? You might not believe them all. Let me give y'all an insight about men. Most men. I'm not talking about church. You know, I go to church too, but I'm talking about a man who's out there. Most men don't go around saying, now every blue moon, a man might meet a girl and say, you know what, that's my wife. Most men, you be like, we meet somebody, then somebody be like, okay, you know what, this thing here, she got potential. Let me make sure all these things line up. And sometimes it might take us a little slow, but we be in a group, we pay attention. But then when we see certain things, we be like, oh. And sometimes we see certain things and be like, well, that's why she's single. Because sometimes you be like, you can't put your finger on it. Why is this person single and this person got, like, it's just not adding up. Like, it just don't make sense. Like, why is this person single? And they got, like, all this going on and they look good and that's who that person is. And then they show you something, you be like, that's it. And as a man, that's how I fight with things. Can I live with that thing for the rest of my life? Whatever that thing is, can I live with that for the rest of my life? Can I live with that? Because that's the question. Like, say a person, like, oh, man, like, why this single don't make sense? Why does it not make sense? Then you see something, be like, oh. And this is the thing. Most times, the person don't see it. They think everybody else crazy. And they might have ran across one or two guys that were crazy, but, like, that's the thing that they got all together, but can I live with that? Versus, somebody who has less than them, maybe more baggage. When I say more baggage, maybe like one child more, or two child more baggage, but that I feel loves me more, is there for me more, willing to build me more, help me more, and not play tick for tack. Then they get mad because like, what they see on her? They saw her the same thing that they didn't see in you. You know what I'm saying? They saw her the same thing that they see in you. All right, let me see what we got here. Tip said, man, they like projects. They can be manipulative to the situation. There you go. All right, Triple says, y'all keep having, oh, Lord. Yep. I wonder why you can't get toxic alone. Yeah, that's toxic. And I definitely cannot read that on this app because I want my thing to stay up. That's definitely on there. But that is a real thing also. That is a real thing too. Now when it comes to that, like toxic, sometimes men can take certain kind of toxic, especially if we know why they're toxic, like, hey, I know why that's coming because I made that come. But, you know, the soul ties are real now. Soul ties are real. All right, here we go. Without communication, you would never fully know what's going on with someone. Looks can be deceiving, and you can't always judge a book by its cover. Correct. I agree with that, Sabrina. But also, what I can't do is, too, you cannot shoot at me and then walk away and expect me to wonder why you shoot at me. Or I'm also okay with you shooting at me and be moving on past it and get over me. But I'm not okay with you shooting at me and be like, okay, well, I decided and just walk away. So now, when you do that, because that also showed me that when a woman does that, they don't even have to be together because every argument will be a breakup. That's going to be that. Because a woman like that who's shooting and walk away, every argument is a breakup. A relationship is, Marvin, you did such and such and such. I didn't like it. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Let's not do it no more. Why you did that? Let's figure it out. Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? That's fine. But when you shoot at me, leave me alone. I'm not going to. I don't like competition. I don't like competition. And I'm being vulnerable right now. I don't like competition. I don't like competition that doesn't make sense to me. If I did something, I understand, whatever. We could talk about it, we could deal with it. But competition, just to have competition, I don't like it. Or if you shoot and don't want to address it and just leave it alone, sometimes I don't want to address it. But like, if it's something from somebody else, if it's something coming from another source, whatever, if it's something we're dealing with us, trying to build, I deal with it. But you know, some situations, I just ain't like, oh, that, all right. You know, now, would that be always right on my part? I know it's not, but I'm growing too. But if we trying to build something and you come shooting, I feel like we can't work problems out every time it's an issue, it's a breakup, and we're really kicking like that together, like really kicking it. Every time we have an issue, it's a breakup. That's not good, because that's a cycle I'm not going to be. That's not a relationship cycle. That's the friend cycle forever. All right. Zora Rain said, Tiffany, I slightly agree. Men like competition. They learn from the things women share to have a one up on the next guy. Hold on. Men like competition. They learn from the things women share to have a one up on the next guy. Some men do that, but let me tell you, I believe that's why I went. It's men the same thing also too. As a man, I don't always tell everybody what I want. I don't understand what I want, because sometimes if I tell you what I want, you can become a chameleon and make yourself look like what I want. I don't want you to be what I want. I want you to be what you are. I want to see what you are so I can see is that what I want, versus I'm telling you what I want and you being a chameleon. And shout out to the Sugar Free Red Bull. Shout out to Kevin Samuels, RIP to the legend. But I don't want to tell you what I want, because you're gonna manipulate it and make yourself what I want. And it was a chameleon, which is not really you. And I want you to be you, because when you are you, I can decide. Baby toxic, baby way. Like, can I deal with this? Can I deal with this? Shout out the boys from Lit too, Zalberg, and shout out Blanca Boutique for making a shirt. But can I deal with you at your rawest form of you, without anything else? All right, Jimmy said, hurt people. At the day, take the time to learn and understand a person's point of view. Correct. Neil say, you like your mom tomorrow. Hey, Neil, how about you go in the house and go be with your beautiful wife, Neil? Because you got too much time to hate. Guys, Neil hates 24/7. He is the haters ball on the Dave Chappelle Dave Chappelle skit, I'm telling you guys. All right, Tip, we got to say. Woo, I got to read this one. Honestly, we all ain't people. We just got to find our person, because we all got ways about us, correct, that won't mesh well with others, correct. It's about waiting for the person and living life. A lot of us in relationships and marriages just because we don't want to be alone. Instead of truly waiting our turn. Woo! But, now, Tip, I'm with you. I read a statistic the other day that says, this is crazy. Only one out of every four black women will ever be married. Now, of course, we know with statistics, there are way more women than men. Of course. One out of every four is crazy. It's crazy. One out of every four is crazy. But sometimes you got to wait your turn. Or sometimes is their turn. I'll be to somebody for everybody. I agree with Jamie. I think that's what Jamie said. Hurt people, you gotta get time to learn yourself. And shout out Jamie for coming with it. Shout out Lorraine. Thank you for saying I made a really good point. Appreciate that. Sabrina, yes, Tiffany. All right. Zorin says, Tiffany, being with someone because we don't want to be alone is a toxic trait, and it creates. I'm not even going to lie. Zor, I cannot even read that word. I don't know what that word said, but if y'all looking at the thing, I can see it. Codependency. There you go. Oh, look at God. Give me the word. Hey, don't tell me what my God can't do. Thank you, God. You won't go let me look at that on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you, God. You won't go do that to me. Thank you, God. But codependency is a real thing. But sometimes to look out for some guys who really be real. shout out some of the hodges, man. Hey, man, boy, that word was about to trip me up, man. God wasn't gonna leave me out that. God wasn't gonna let me leave out the dry like that. But like I said, like codependency is a real thing. Some people really do have codependency issues. Some men have it. That's why you ever seen men that live from women to women to women to women to women, like they always jump around, like they can never have their own spot. Living to women, women, they are, but actually they're hobosexuals. That's really what they are. They're not. I think they are hobosexuals. A hobosexual is a man who always had to find a place to live, lay his head, so he makes sure he is top notch in the bedroom, so he have a place to lay his head. That is a real thing, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm pretty sure the ladies out here can attest to that. I'm pretty sure they have had one or two in their apartment or houses. He ain't nothing. He just need a place to live. And he's just somebody you can say he mine for right now until you get mad and leave for the next woman. All right. I don't care about no statistics, and never should. We care our own reality. The sooner we realize that, the better. I agree with Chippy says, because when you live it in your world, when you live it in your world, and you make your world, like the power of me, that part, Trippy, your percentage creates your reality. Hey, look at it. You know what's happening to me? It's manifestations going on in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? That's what Pastor George Washington and Pastor Lardell Munger had left these comments to help y'all out. That's all that is. But that's a real thing that people don't talk about. Like, yes. But that's a very real thing. Like, and people don't think about that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I just love when people take account. People just, amen, amen, speak over yourself. But sometimes as people, we just got to take accountability for our actions. Are they terrible men? Yes. Are they terrible women? Yes. If the percentage of men might be more? Yes. But the crazy part, but even with the percentage of men, is like, ladies, y'all don't realize that, like, all y'all having the babies by the same guy. Like, the same bad guy everybody talked about, usually it's the same guy. Like, I told somebody earlier today, how many great daddies you know with five, six kids? I'm talking about that's not with their wife. How many bad daddies you know with five, six kids? You probably can't even count them all. There's so many. So now, that don't make sense. So that means, or either the guy just has that much self-control, like, you know what? Because the guys, you know, like, nope, that ain't it. Oh, nope, that ain't it. Also, now you think, okay, this could be the one. Then you get tricked with that too. And you just never know. You just never know. And then you have to live with that. Like the same thing goes for the, like I said, are they bad guys? Yes. Shouldn't a woman be in a situation, if a guy knocked you out, if a guy hitting you, putting his hands on you, shouldn't be there. That's not right. A man not taking care of his kids, Sunogo, like I say, like when I say these things, I have to put this disclaimer out because everybody often go to the worst scenario. Like, what if he put a hand on him? If he put his hands, he's not a good guy. He's not a good guy. Now, if he's protecting himself from you harming him, that's a different conversation. That's because nobody's putting hands on nobody. But he's not taking kids. He's not a bad. He's not a good guy. Like, and another thing, if women just use, forget if he's. We got to have his own. If women just use, I'm gonna help out a lot of women. This is a simple method, method using. A lot of those, I'm not no guru because I ain't perfect neither. What I ain't is, you know, slack daddy. Do he got his own? Does he work? Does he take care of his kids? Not do you think he take care of his kids? You know he take care of his kids. This start with those three things. You're worried about all kind of stuff. Start with those three things. Does he have his own? Does he work? Does he take care of his kids? Just start with that. Start with that. And I promise you, y'all no good Negro men's talk would die down a lot. It would die down a lot because I'm telling you, I'm telling man, because the way I came for the men in Orangeburg when I met Brother Shed I Post, instead of just saying, well, I picked the wrong ones, I'm like, something like, are you the wrong one? You know what I'm saying? Like you could be the wrong one too, you know what I'm saying? But no, but just us being gentlemen, it's certain things we just not gonna say, we just not gonna elaborate on or try to speak ill of, you know what I'm saying, of our black queens and our other people, because you know, shout out to YouTube, our audience has grown. I have a very wider audience now. A lot of people, shout out to my dog Antonio Haynes, who just got in here. Matter of fact, who's married? Let me say something. Shout out to Antonio. Antonio here. Antonio, I want you to put the age. You got married last year, so Antonio, I think you're about three years behind me. Antonio, put your age in here. Put your age in the chat. Shout out to my dog Antonio Haynes, who married to his queen last year. Married his queen last year. Beautiful wedding. Looks happy, loving it. Met 34 now. So Antonio waited 33 now before he met his queen. Now, I'm not going to ask him to put, hold on, I'm going to let Tiffany put the thing. Tiffany said, you got to have a spiritual background. Spiritual background is very important because you won't think it's important until it comes up. I think a spiritual background is very important. Religion, not so much. Spiritual, yes. There got to be some kind of connection to a higher power. About to turn 35 years old, about to turn 35. Shout out to Antonio. Let me tell you about Antonio. So Antonio at 33 married his queen. How many almost queens did he go through that for somehow it didn't work out? Somehow he thought they was the one. Somehow he thought, but he kept on pushing. What if it'd been like, you know what? If I ain't got this one, let me tell you something, guys, because the way some of y'all talk. Somebody who might be wanting to get a chance, but you know what? Let me just, you know what? With that energy, you know what? Let me just fall back because I just can't deal with that. How many potentials he had to go through? He finally met his queen. When he met his queen, I'm Antonio, I'm pretty sure you can answer this. I'm pretty sure he knew. Okay, you know what? This girl here? This the one here. He had to pass no test. I got mad at 34, my bad. He better correct that because then I might be now pop you upside the head. But how many people had to go to be like, you know what? Hey, this the one. Because somebody show you sometimes because some guy, girls, y'all don't see. Sometimes when we think y'all the one, we're not gonna tell y'all. We're not gonna tell you we think y'all the one. We're gonna let it play out. And a lot of times we think God we didn't say that because we're like, oh, this is what it is. Okay. For the first time, something bad. Okay, no. Well, I'm glad I waited, cause now I know you ain't the one. But this man find his queen. It was a wait, but now at 34, now this man got a wife. You know, living his best life. You know what I'm saying? Living his best life. Shout out to America, because ain't nothing wrong with that. There you go. Shout out to OT Dave. Shout out my boy Otis on the check-in. Shout out my boy Otis on the check-in. Otis know what I'm talking about. Otis know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you got to wait, but then you when you find that right one, and she helped you becoming the man you're supposed to be, without without riding it, without it don't feel like a struggle. You'd be surprised to make you set it down quick. It could be the smallest things. But no, it could be the smallest things to make you run away too. Small thing you run away. Act like a woman, think like a man. Nah, I don't, that sounds like Steve Harvey. I don't like that. Y'all can't think like a man. Y'all try it, it don't work. The thinking like a man got y'all out here. Don't listen to Steve. Act like a woman, think like a better woman. Okay, what we got here? Women should stop wearing the scars of ancestries, meaning let the hurt go and leave the past behind. Say it again. Let the hurt go and leave the past behind. Erin Jabella has a song called I Ain't Your Ex. Explicit. Because a lot of times y'all hold on to that. Like, you chose that man. And guess what? And all I know, I got my own issues from my own past experience. But guess what? I do got some walls up, but I'm like, I'm not going to treat you like this reason why. This reason why they're my ex. And hope it's reason why that you learn from your ex. But if you treat me like I'm him, and obviously he got more than I got, then we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier said than done. I guess so. Tiffany, tell my uncle. Tiffany, don't listen to Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve have everybody out here single. See the women trying to think like men. Got y'all in trouble. It ain't working. It don't work. Do not think like a man. Think like a great woman. Nobody's perfect now. Like men, we got a man out now. Slackness is slackness now. It's a certain thing. Like I said, like when it comes to men, like they pick at me. I'm so hard, but like. I'm hard on men too. I'm hard on myself sometimes. Like I know I got ways, but like I say, treating you bad, but then you ask some people, what is treating bad? What is hurt? What is their hurt? You know what I'm saying? Like different people hurt different ways, you know what I'm saying? But are you gonna say those things and leave it on, or you just if you get mad and just like it is what it is? It is what it is. And that's when, from what you said, Tiffany, that cleaner woman come in, she's going to clean it right on up. Clean it right on up. Exactly. Deja, Zoe want to know what part you're talking about when you said it's harder said than done. She want to know what part you're talking about. Men, too. The problem with men is, men is compared to us wearing our scars outwardly. Y'all carrying y'all so deep that you don't even know they exist. You shooting. Put your gun away. Trippy Sage, put that thing away. Man, you shooting tonight. Jeez. I'm getting up a little bit. Jeez, you shooting tonight. Jeez. Okay, Tiffany, laugh out loud. All right, Joe, she said the part about letting go. This is my thing. We all let go what we want to let go. You know what I'm saying? We all let go what we want to let go. Because, like I said, I know I have some myself. I know I have some issues. I know I got some things I know I'm not right with. I don't pretend. But my thing is I admit these things. I don't act like they don't exist. I know I have some ways that need to be corrected. I know I have some ways that need to be corrected that I know are not correct, but I don't pretend that they don't exist. Now, some of them are deep, and like I say, men, you know, sometimes we hold our emotions a little closer to the vest, but I do know that they exist. You know what I'm saying? But they're so deep you don't even know they're there. The hurt. There we go. What you say? I'm preaching. I'm speaking fast. Hey man, hey, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it a little vulnerable tonight. I'm keeping it real because there are some black good ladies out here. Tripping that really good. Yes, she tripping really good. Okay, Trippy. Okay, yeah. Trippy sold out tonight. Trippy sold out tonight. Last clap, sis spoke. Okay, all right. You know what, y'all? We're gonna get Trippy a hand, cause man, cause y'all giving the love back now. Your love. Okay, we just say, sheesh. That may be super fast for. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we come, hey. Shout out to my dog EJ. EJ, why you in here? Shout out to my boy EJ. Always coming with that fresh wear. Always coming with that fresh wear. EJ, make sure you drop something in the comments so I can put it up. Hey, y'all guys, you gotta set up EJ for man. Look him up. Always got the fresh stuff. You know, y'all see me with that big red. I call it my Suge Knight wear. And everybody, you know what I'm saying? I put that thing on. Shout out to my boy EJ. All right, got these in here. Sir Richard said, that's too many daddies. Shell said that there's too many daddies. Hey, Shell, they got too many daddies. Shout out, Sir Richardson. King of swinging the bird in the South. All right, O.T. Davis says, shout out to the men coming in here speaking. Shout out to and guess what? All the men in here, all the men that's here to fall is real men, good daddies, good spouses. Now everybody don't have a spouse, but I know they're good men. All right, Otis said, we all have scars and hurt, but it takes a real woman and man to understand the problem and work through it. God dog it. Otis, talk, boy. Talk, boy. I'm gonna read that again. Order said we all have scars and hurts, but it takes a real woman and a man to understand the problems and work through it all. You better speak, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, the men in here talking too. Sarah's on crying. Sarah's too many dead. Big Suge, you know, hey, I put that thing on. All right. Sarah said, everyone should go. Everywhere she go with kids, daddy. Hold on. Everyone she go with kids, daddy. Yeah. Hey, you got to know. Zora saying it's been a real good time. Okay. Hey, shout out Zora for coming in here and going back for the comments. Hey, I appreciate the love. Hey, my dad talking about, hey, all right, Otis, hey. Otis came with that one. And I'm leave that one up for a little bit. Cause Otis came with that one. I'm gonna leave that up for a little bit for so y'all can read that. There you go, I'm gonna leave it up for a little bit. We all got stars. But it takes a real woman and a man understanding problems and work through it all. Everybody can't work through it all. Everybody ain't meant to work through it all. Some people are just meant for seasons. And I think, and it's so crazy, because me, you know, I come out of a long-term relationship. Sometimes, the 2 years now, but even still, I give you an example. My long relationship was 10 years. Nope. Well, I'll take that back. Maybe one person that I've talked to since then that have been in a relationship as long or longer than me. So sometimes it's hard for them to understand things. Let me repeat that. I was in a 10-year relationship. Everybody who I has talked to since then, only one person has been in a relationship as long or longer than me. So even when I have certain like things that trigger me, I fall back. They don't understand it. Like, you wouldn't understand it. You were in a 1-year relationship, a 6-month relationship, and whatever happened after that. Or a 2-year relationship, or was it even a relationship? So like you don't know the when I ask these questions, you think I'm gonna ask questions to ask questions. No, I'm asking questions because I know what it takes to be there. You know what I'm saying? I know what's going on. And so, you know, nobody they don't get it. And so like that's another big conflict nobody talks about. Everybody that's been in these short relationships, like, what about the guy who's been in a team relationship? And that's why he says the things he says. That's why he does the things he does. That's why he moves the way he moves. And he doesn't move as fast as you want to move because you are only in a short-term relationship and you don't get it. Shout out to my boy EJ. When I put that big shooter thing on, he got some new equipment out. Got a hashtag right there. You know what I'm saying? That's on Insta. And like I said, I'm going to shout right here. Shout out to Blanca Boutique for making this shirt right here for me. Shout out, get my shirt up. Shout out Blanca Boutique for making this shirt for me. You know what I'm saying? Most Sportsman Light shirt. OT Davis. Hey, that was a good word, my guy. I'm telling you, when he said that thing hit. That's for the men and women. It takes a certain kind of person to work it out. Like, okay, I know you're going through it. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is. And want to work it out too. That makes a bit different too. You gotta want to work it out too. You gotta these two people that want to be together, but they're really small issues. They're really small issues, but they can be made big issues if not addressed or not handled correctly. Or if addressed wrongly, that can lead to something else. Wasting time make you move different for real. Wasted time make you move different for real. For real. And it's my thing too, or it's too, like, when it comes to wasting time, like, now this is going to sound crazy. It's going to sound crazy. But even if we don't work out to a young lady, your time and me should not have been considered wasted time. Because I should have given you one of the best times of your life, even if just for a chapter. You're going to remember me forever. Whether it was a short chapter or a long chapter, you remember me forever. So you better you waste your time. No, I didn't waste your time because sometimes it's like, good luck for the next situation. And you get out there, you be like, dang. But most guys can't stand on that, but I can stand on that. We be like, so like nobody they don't talk about that part. Even if the female, even if it just don't work, it just don't work. But I'm not gonna say that her time was wasted time. Like her time was wasted time. Like her time was needed for that time. Where I was at. So Antonio said communication is the key. Communication is the big key. Communication is the big key. Now at one time. I'm better now. At one time, I must admit, I was not a big communicator. It's something I still hold. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I just gonna be a rabbit hole. Some conversations, you know, it's gonna lead a rabbit hole to nothing. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, I know I'm not great at communication, but that's something I need to work on, and I know that. Some things I just eat, and it might hurt me sometimes. I know I shouldn't eat it, but I just hold on to it, which is not good, but I hold on to it. It's wasted when you don't listen and find out the hard way what is rather. Hold on. It's wasted when you don't listen and find out the hard way what is rather than what you want it to be because you want to be delusional, men and women. Oh, big facts. You're not even living in reality. You're living in a fairyland. You're living in a fairyland. You on TV. You on TV. That's what that's called, living on TV. Thank you for the advice, Antonio. All right. Trippy says, we all vibrate on different levels. We attract where we are at the moment. When I was vibrating low, I attracted trash. Move differently if you want different, if you want a different. Simple. Correct. Lower structure, yes. Yep. I agree with that totally. All right. EJ4 says, nip issues in the bud immediately. Wasted time causes too much dwelling, which can cause an extra variables, and now you got five problems. Hey, Hey, men coming with the heat now, because I ain't gonna like, because Trippie Sage, you was coming with all the smoke. That's right, man. We coming with the heat too. That's right. Remember that again. Nip issues in the butt immediately. Wasted time causes too much running, which causes extra variables. Now you got five problems. Now, because we got issues, because I forgot to say, no mayonnaise on a burger. Now it's a big fight. Because we had one issue that we didn't address. Now, because I went to Fight House and forgot to say extra mayo, and forgot to say extra mayo. Now we're coming in. Now it's a big hour fight about damn mayonnaise, and I don't love you, and I don't never listen. All because we didn't address said issues. All right, let me see what Gabby's talking about. Most relationships fail because we tend to change our authentic selves to please our partners, and we should seek a partner who accepts all of us. That is correct. Be yourself. That's why I tell y'all, sometimes when you meet people, do not tell them all the things you want. Just be like, I'm not looking to have this, whatever, how you want to phrase it, looking to have a good time, or looking for somebody who wants the same thing I want. Because then let them be themselves, because then you'll find out they got a problem with yourself, or you got a problem with them, because you don't want to tell them everything that you're looking for, because they will become a chameleon and try to look at that thing you want. And that's not really them. And they can't keep that over for so long. And they're going to let it know. They'll be like, well, who is this? It's not the person you met. They ain't going to be upset. Trippy on fire. Trippy on fire. Is that a t-shirt? Trippy on fire now. Trippy on fire. Here we go here. Hey, shout out Blanca's Boutique on the shirt. You guys see it? I got in the comment. Hey, I've been shouting out all night now. Well, not she finding the comments now. I've been shouting out all night. You guys see this shirt? Hit up. Hey, she did it no problem. Hold on. Oh, I'm gonna take it off. I'm gonna take it off and bring you back on. You guys see the shirt? All the sports in life. You see it. It looks just like me. All right. Blanca's Boutique. There you go. Hey, y'all go check it out for all your shirt needs, cup needs. I see the Lysol. The Lysol cups are a big thing. Y'all getting out here in the Lysol cups too. I'm gonna report some of y'all. Got them Lysol cups, got bad words on it. Lysol shirts, everything. Shout out for the love for the shirt. Blanca's Boutique, you guys see it? Put it up. All right, Chan said, the problem is hurt people dating hurt people. Ooh. Ooh. Y'all coming with the smoke. Hurt people dating hurt people. Hurt people dating hurt people. That's a real thing. That is a real thing. Hurt people dating hurt people. But sometimes everybody hurt be different. And sometimes it gets levels of hurt. Sometimes you just never know how hurt a person is. But hurt people dating hurt people, I'm trying to get out the hurt, but it just hurt. Right? Nobody heal. Okay, here we go. You get to see how someone love, and then you decide if you want to be a part of it, period. Don't complain if you choose to stay and things don't go your way. The champ is here. Hold on. You get to see how someone loves, and then you decide if you want to be a part of it, period. Don't complain if you choose to stay and things don't go your way. Bam. You chose to stay. Shout out the tip for that one. Shout out the tip from that one. All right. Uncomfortability conversations is needed in relationships, and that is what it's all boiled down to. The champ is here. Hey, Antonio, hey, you making your wife proud. I wonder, is you typing this or she typing this stuff for you? I don't know, Antonio. I don't know. Hey, Antonio, this stuff sounds mighty deep now. I don't know if it's you or your wife talking for you now. I don't know, Antonio. I don't know. I'm about to call foul. I'm about to throw a flag on the plate now. You coming with it now. I want it. Is this you or your wife? There you go. Let me call my name out in these streets. All right. There you go. Hurt people equals hurt. And guess what? Hey, let me tell you something about hurt people. And some hurt people, it'd be great people too. But man, when you're talking to them, you can hear the hurt. I won't say I'm hurt. Now I do have my guard about certain things, but like when a hurt person speaks, that hurt, man, you can hear it. All right. The hurt people, Trump is so old and tired. It's true. But it's each person's responsibility to heal themselves and not pass the trauma to the next. Ugh. Facts. Trippy, you talking my kind of talk. Here they go, y'all. Hey, fellas, come in, fellas. I need some fellas to come in and get deep. They're trying to take over, guys. It's all love, guys. Tip. All right, Antonio say, this is me. Okay, so I had to check Antonio because it's coming kind of deep now. I see me sure his wife ain't got his on Facebook. Girl, I'm in another dimension right now. Don't pay me any attention. Somebody got to stop tripping. But, guys, hey, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, but it's been all love, you know what I'm saying? And these are the conversations that are needed because I feel as though it's a lot of people spoke a lot of truth. And you know what else I found out of this conversation? I also heard women holding women accountable, men holding men accountable for the things that they've been saying or doing, guys. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. But for you to pretend like you straight and nothing's your problem, everything's everybody else, lies. And guess what? And let me tell y'all something too. The autumn ladies talking trash. All these men on this live, except for my uncle Dale, my dad, they don't count. All the other guys on here talking are from Orangeburg County. The same men y'all say, well, let me tell you something, man. Cause when I say y'all had trash, Orangeburg County men so bad on that post, man. Y'all did a number on those, man. I'm telling you, hey, the guys are in my inbox. Man, you gotta do an episode on it. Yeah, even some ladies said you should do an episode on them all this, because I was told. Now when you speak, you gotta speak freely, but remember now, you can't speak as you because you cannot be accountable for all the slackness of these guys right here. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. Yes, Trippy. 5D is enough 3D level thinking. Elevate a little higher. Here you go. Antonio, don't you do it. You in Florida now. Hey, boy, don't forget where you come from now. Hey, don't forget. You Orangeburg now. Hey, that's how they do that. They move away now. Hey, you in Florida now, but you still Orangeburg. See my dad say, when it comes to respect and faithfulness in a relationship, if you don't start any trash, there won't be any trash. If you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. Be faithful, be true, and be yourself. I'm gonna read that one up for my pops. I'm gonna read that again. Pop says, when it comes to respect and faithfulness in relationships, if you don't start any trash, there won't be any trash. If you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. Be faithful, be true, and be yourself. Spoken from the great man. Spoken from the great man himself, Apostle George F. Washington, from the great town of Lena, South Carolina, outskirts of Esther. shout out my pops. I love your pops. Great man. Faithful over 30 years. Now, they don't make them like that no more. Well, they do make them like that no more. We'll take that back. They do make them like that. But that's a good man. But guess what? You're not gonna see him at though. He probably not. Let's see how that goes. He might not be at the basketball court. He might not be at your local spot. You gotta look around. I'm definitely not gonna say church because some of them probably got their own issues. They got to work out. So I'm not gonna go there with that one. But you just gotta look. Now look, I know, bro. I know, that's right. Don't forget you're from now. You live down there now, but you're the thing. Really, yes. That's the benediction, Marvin, laugh out loud. Amen. Amen. Look that, look there. You're not coming in now. Lay hands. Come on, Pops. Oh, yes, Pastor Washington. Definitely doing. That's right. That's right. See, that the anointing now come through the Facebook. Look at God. Look at God. Because some people on this timeline need a whole lot of prayer. But I think you guys, hey guys, hey, I think I'm gonna be. I'm gonna tell you, I think this was a great episode, and I want to thank you guys for all you guys' involvement, all the talk back, all the everything. Let me see what Daddy said. Love you, son. Appreciate you. You're a great man. I thank you, Paul. Hey, I learned from the best, man. I learned from the best to be you. Okay. I said, instead of looking for someone to be a bandage in a wound, look for Jesus Christ. You do all things to Christ that strengthens you. He is love. Hey, I can't even. Hey, amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Hey, guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you came in here and you didn't hit that share button, appreciate that like and share button now. Like, comment, subscribe. This also will be available on all streaming platforms tomorrow, on all podcast platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's going to be available. So on Facebook, YouTube, it's going to be on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts at. Hey, guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, coming on in here. Like I said, shout out. Hey, new merch might be on the way. I want to try it out. Tell me you guys like it. Comment about it. Shout out on Blanca's Boutique. You know what I'm saying? You did that. But, hey, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Guess what? Love is not there. Relationships is not there. Happiness is not there. Sometimes some of y'all just choose to find the wrong one over and over and over again. And guys, too. But, you know what I'm saying? At a certain age, you got to kind of get figured out a little bit better now. I want to thank everybody for the comments because y'all threw the comments up today. Some people are scared to come on now. Nobody asked for that link to come on live now. But the comments were great enough. You guys get great conversation, great feedback. I want to thank you guys again for coming here. Shout out to the men. Shout out to the women. Because y'all came with the smoke. This is my first. Definitely won't be my last. This was my first. Definitely won't be my last. I thank you for the love, Trippy Shades. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. Here go my sister. Shout out my sister going through some things. My sister fighting through that thing. My sister back. I love you, Tara. You won one tonight. I laugh a lot. I love you. Love you too, Tara. You know what I'm saying? Shout out nothing but healings and blessings to my sister. My sister out here. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Tara. Shout out Tiffany. This was dope. This was very dope. The conversation that was needed. And guys, it was a very good. Some people thought I was going to come with the smoke. I did come with the smoke a little bit now because, you know, see, I was on the one bird. You know what I'm saying? We not going to act like. Now, the bird got some trash now. The bird got some trash. And y'all had the babies with them. But that's neither here nor there. Now, that's my last shot for the night. Hey, but guys, I thank you. Like, share button. This is Marvel Sports and Life, episode 92. I'm out.